Senator McCain's funeral and memorial service were praised by many for embracing a bipartisan theme and calling on Americans to come together. And it may go down in history as one of the most impactful gatherings we've seen, with former presidents, but not the current one, speaking. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas believes the series of events was a masterstroke in planning, and he's here for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, to what extent were the services intended to bring together the disparate parts of the American population?
No doubt that was the intent. I thought it was a tour de force. I thought it was a triumph in planning. John McCain was very much involved in the planning of that. If you looked at the stories about how that went down, McCain on Fridays was planning his own funeral, getting ready for the date. He knew what was approaching. He had an understanding of it. And so he was putting it together, putting the pieces together. And he sent a message on his way out. He told the nation that at a baseline, all of us should understand that despite all of our differences, all of our political disagreements, we all should give each other the benefit of the doubt that we love our country. We need to accept one another despite our differences. I thought that was a powerful message to send, and I thought he did so.
Do you think enough people are paying attention right now? And the reason I ask it is because we seem as though we're as divided as we've been in half a century.
I think the McCain funeral provided the playbook for how to come together when we're all ready, but we're not ready. There's a lot of fighting that's going to happen before we get to that point. We're probably going to have to get exhausted with it before we get there. But when that time comes, when we are all exhausted and ready for it, this is showing how to do it with the speeches, with just the way they brought together Democrats and Republicans for that event.
Now, we've seen some examples of historic funerals in this country and worldwide. This one seemed historic. And I wonder if you think it will go down in history as one of the most important we've seen.
It feels that way. And it's really hard to know how history is going to end up seeing this. But it reminded me of a couple of funerals. It reminded me, and this is only based on reading, but of the Kennedy funeral, where it was later perceived as the end of innocence in America, that it really began an era of real change in the country, political change. You saw following that the assassinations of MLK, RFK, rioting in the inner cities, really tough politics on the draft and Vietnam and things like that. And so it marked a moment in time. But the funeral that it really brought to mind was one described by historian Barbara Tuchman when she was writing The Guns of August, A History of World War I. She begins that story about a funeral for King George VII, and this is in London. And you had all of the royalty. You had 9 kings and 6 queens and all these layers of lower royalty all coming together, all believing that this was sort of the high point, the apex of their age. And it was really the death knell. It was really all going to come apart in the next few years. You would have World War I and then World War II, this ongoing civil war for almost that century, and it changed everything in Europe.
So despite the fact we heard from former presidents, we heard from former President Bush and former President Obama, Meghan McCain is someone who got probably the most amount of attention based on what she had to say. And you and I talked recently, and you had said you feel like she's the heir to the McCain brand, the McCain name. How did she show herself, and why was what she said so impactful?
I think she's largely been met with approval, but she has a lot of detractors. She's made a lot of enemies. I think a sign that her politics threaten people, that she's probably been effective as a communicator. Her father made a lot of enemies, too, and learned how to deal with that and deal in that environment. I think Cindy McCain saw this early on. There was a quote in one of the major newspapers when Meghan was a little girl. Mom used to describe her as John McCain in a dress. She was already seeing it. She seems to be learning. She's improving. She's learning and commanding the issues better than she had in the past. So I think she has that opportunity. I think he has some sons that, as one of our reporters described, said they look and sound just like him, and we'll begin to see if they make their mark in politics someday too. So
one thing we can't avoid, though people at the funeral services tried to avoid, and that's the name of President Trump. Meghan McCain, obviously, with what she had to say, President Obama, President Bush, clearly said things that definitely indicated they were talking about President Trump without saying his name. Now, you, I think, have the impression that President Trump shouldn't have been excluded from this. I wonder what your perspective is on that.
So I think this funeral was a triumph, as I said earlier, but I do think they made some mistakes. And that's okay. You can learn from your mistakes. But I think it was a mistake to exclude Donald Trump from this funeral, and for this reason. If your message is to unite the country, then you have to be bigger and better than those who would divide it. And the president of the United States is much more than a man. It is an office. It's been around a lot longer than Donald Trump has. The president of the United States belonged at Donald Trump or at John McCain's funeral. He should have been there. And it would have sent loudly the message, you know, that despite our differences, we have to unite. And remember, 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. You know, if you want to send a message of uniting, he probably belonged at that funeral.
That's what complicates this so much, though, because even though the McCains made this into a national event, as perhaps it very much should have been, when someone you love dies, it's also very personal. So right. Here's someone that you really despised. You really want that person there.
Right. But a funeral isn't a place to settle scores. A funeral is a place to put that all aside, come together as Americans, the good and the bad, you know, and bring it together. And if your message is to unite, you have to be a uniter. And that means putting up with some things you don't like.
Okay. Phil Boas, thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.